Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim. Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at SpeakersPathway.com. At SpeakersPathway.com, we got a lot of great things going on there. We got the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. If you're not familiar with those, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what. We have done about 53, 54 episodes of that beautiful show, and we have individuals from all walks of life sharing their message of inspiration, hope, and support. And it all came about as a brainchild of Mr. Bill Heinrich, one of the honorary hosts here at TogiNet. And our focus was, how can we help others during this crisis when the COVID-19 thing first hit and everybody was in, you know, under house arrest, and some people were going into solitary confinement and all those things. But I'll tell you right now, those things have really been a blessing to me because I hosted most of them. And Dandy Don McGrath is back with us. And Dandy Don, welcome back in the saddle. And you also hosted those on Friday when I was doing the radio show, were you not, sir?
I did. I hosted a few of them. And what a fantastic experience. It's just wonderful to see so many heartfelt speakers, entrepreneurs who have a message of inspiration, hope, and support. And I always felt like I can never quite hold the candle to you, Jim. Jim, you are the master of those things. And I just want to give a big shout out to you, Jim. I mean, you've been doing such a fantastic job on those. People love you. And it's just so much great energy. So hats off, man.
Well, thank you, Don. I really appreciate that. And the secret of it is, ladies and gentlemen, is that I do what I love. Because that's where I should be. I love what I'm doing. I'm going to be 72 years of age next year, and next year, actually in August. I'm just kidding you. But sincerely, you know, the thing of it is that no matter how old you get, you got to stay busy and make sure that you owe it to yourself to do what you love. And that's what we do. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, he's the honorary host here on TogiNet. Mr. Bill, how are you today? You were the brainchild of the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support, as well as the six-minute webinar. Welcome, sir.
Good morning. Hi, Don. How are you?
Fantastic, Bill.
Yeah, I want to back up what Don was saying. You can really tell, you can feel the energy when somebody's doing something they love, can't you, Don?
And, yeah, absolutely. And
Jim with the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support in the radio show, his energy is just phenomenal. Really does a great show at it. So I want to acknowledge that too, Jim. Or I guess I didn't realize you were that old. I should call you Mr. Grant. Yeah, right.
That's well, you know, Bill, like I tell people, this getting old is a new experience for me because I've been right. young. I've been young all my life, at least mentally.
Yeah. Time flies by. Yeah. It's great to stay busy, and it's great to be here today. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And it's certainly great to be loved and appreciated. And Dandy Don, you met a gentleman that you introduced us to. He's our guest today, Mr. George Chanos. Would you share a little bit about George and please invite him to the show?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So I met George at an event in Las Vegas. I don't know how many years ago. It was maybe 3 years ago. And I was just so impressed with his clarity on what he does. And he was just coming out with a book about I believe it's called The Millennial Samurai. Mm-hmm. And he has had such a long history of doing such incredible things. I was so impressed by him. I had a chance to sit next to him at dinner. And so when we were doing the radio show, I was like, gosh, I want to get, so I've been pestering George for probably 6 months or so to come on the show. So George, welcome to the show.
Hi, Don. How are you guys?
Really good.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Bill.
Hi, George. It sure is a pleasure to have you on the show. And Don has talked so many wonderful things about you. And he actually chased after you for 6 months. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there's a message there. When you want something, don't continue. You know, don't quit on it. Just continue on. And most importantly, just like Don did with George, he finally got him here. And George, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you, brother.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And Don, you were saying that you met him there in Las Vegas. And would you share a little bit more about George, some of his accomplishments in life?
Absolutely. So George is a great speaker. He's been involved in the government in Nevada. He's just done so many incredible things. I actually met him at a training when I actually got a chance to train with Les Brown. And I constantly am bringing up that experience because it was really life-changing for me as a speaker. And George, I don't know if you remember that event, but I know that Les Brown took me and dressed me down about how I was dressing. And so it was a tremendous event, and I appreciate your mentorship in that, George.
I absolutely remember it. And Les is a wonderful, wonderful guy, great inspiration, incredible speaker.
You know, George, I was looking at some of your accomplishments here and being the 31st Attorney General of the state of Nevada. But also right now, you are the chairman of Capriati's. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. Capriati's is one of the fastest growing QSR franchises in the country. At least we were before the pandemic. And we have over 100 stores in 20 states. It's a sub-sandwich franchise. It's a very high-quality sub-sandwich, like a superior to a Jimmy John's or a Jersey Mike's or a Subway. It's a gourmet sandwich. But our fans are absolutely fanatical about this sandwich. We have people blogging 4 pages. We have people driving through multiple states to try to find a restaurant, and we're blessed to have an incredible fan base. Been around for 40 years.
Wow, yeah, because I saw they got started around 1976 or something like that.
Yes.
And how many states are they in, George?
20.
Wow. I've never had the privilege of stopping at one, but you can rest assured, based on what you said, I'm going to be more than happy. I'm going to search out one and find one in my travels, because I do a lot of driving. Because I tell you right now, Mr. Bill, that sounded like a meal that we couldn't pass up, huh, brother?
It was voted greatest sandwich in America on AOL.
Hmm. That's quite an accomplishment. It really is. And I was trying to get Mr. Bill to come on board. I think he's got his mic muted. And but, you know, Don, you and I, we've ate some wonderful meals, and we just got to try one of these Caperotti sandwiches, because I've never heard anyone describe such a great job of describing a sandwich. I might get hungry. You guys may have to carry the show. I might take out and get a sandwich.
We got to hunt one down in some of our travels. And George, I know this pandemic has thrown a lot of businesses into a bit of a tailspin, and as they try to pivot from what their business was before to what it is now. I'd love if you could share with us some of the things that you've learned, have your inside insight into the food industry, you know, what that's really meant.
Sure. So you're speaking to a lot of entrepreneurs, so that's great. I'm glad to share that with you. So we all know that COVID-19 has decimated the restaurant industry. If you're in fine dining, many of your fine dining institutions have closed. Some have closed permanently, gone out of business. Fine dining segment was down 90 to 100%. The family dining segment was down 50 to 60%. And the QSR segment that we're in is down 30%, 30 to 40%. So we had 106 stores that almost all of which at one point or another were forced to close and then reopen. And we had to pivot very quickly to the new circumstances that we found ourselves in. Fortunately, Capriati's was very, very good and very agile at pivoting very quickly. And so we moved online.
Yeah, we'll be right back right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Well known in medical practices that patients tend to lie about their health habits. They lie about how much they smoke, understate how much they drink or eat, and overstate how much they exercise. What's another word for those little white lies we like to tell in the examination room? Pterodiddles. Doctors have a rule of thumb. Whatever the patient says they're drinking, smoking, or eating, multiply it by two. But it's hard to come clean about your habits when you know you're in for some jobation from the doctor. That's criticism we don't want to hear. If physicians want us to be honest with them, I suggest they try being a little less judgmental and use a little suaviloquence. That's soothing, encouraging talk. It's Merging Neighborhood. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. And right there at the break, we were listening to Mr. George Chanos. He's the chairman of Caparotti's. And he was, you know, he was sharing what the, some of the adjustments and some of the things they were going through because of the COVID-19 virus, wasn't he, sir?
Yeah, and I think it's there's some important lessons in there because many businesses have been forced to pivot. And I think one of the ones that have been the biggest pivot and maybe had the biggest pain has been the restaurant industry. So, George, I would love if you could kind of just tell us more about what has been the experience in that pivot.
Sure. So what we've had to do is we've had to recognize the changing circumstances of our business, which has gone from a in-store sit-down dining to almost exclusively an online delivery and takeout business. And so the first thing that we did was we had all of our corporate employees go virtual. So we had over 100 employees in our corporate offices in Las Vegas. And none of those people are working from our corporate offices anymore. Everyone's working from home. So we got our entire staff moved to a virtual work environment. That was the first thing that we did. We ultimately had to pivot all of our business to the online space. So we moved over to the online space almost exclusively, not entirely, but almost entirely. And before that, we were doing about 40 to 50% online. Now we're doing 90% online and maybe 10% takeout. And while the industry, the QSR, quick service restaurant segment, is down 30%, and as I mentioned earlier, other segments, in-store fine dining is down as much as 90%. But in the QSR segment nationally, the restaurants like Taco Bell and Jimmy John's and Jersey Mike's and others are down around 30 to 40%. We are down 14%. And so we've pivoted very successfully. And in some of our stores, we've actually seen increases in sales from where we were this time last year. So that's very encouraging. The other thing that we're doing is we're recognizing that this is going to be a something that may be with us for a while and something that we need to think about in terms of the future. Real estate in particular is going to undergo some dramatic shifts and changes. And you've seen shopping malls that are underutilized today. You're going to see more and more office buildings that are becoming more and more underutilized. You're going to see increases in activity in industrial spaces. And industrial spaces, for example, in the restaurant industry, industrial spaces are home to a new area in the industry called ghost kitchens. And ghost kitchens are essentially, you take a warehouse space, and you subdivide that warehouse space into multiple kitchens. So you might buy a, you know, 100,000 square foot warehouse, and you might put 100 kitchens in that warehouse, and then you lease out those individual kitchens to individual restaurateurs. You might have a Taco Bell in there. You might have a Capriati's. You might have a pizza place, And what it does for the business is it reduces the rental costs. They're not in inline retail or shopping mall space, which is more expensive. They're in an industrial space. They have a smaller footprint. They may only take anywhere from 100 to 200 to 300 square feet versus as much as 1,500 or 2,500 square feet in a normal retail establishment. They have fewer employees. And what happens is they cook their products, and delivery aggregators like Grubhub and Uber Eats and DoorDash come and they pick up the delivery. So the consumer orders it online, and it's made in a ghost kitchen, and then the delivery driver picks it up in the ghost kitchen and delivers it to the consumer This is going to be a new and emerging area in around the world. It's called ghost kitchens, and Capriati's is at the leading edge of that new innovative approach to restaurant service.
That's really amazing. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, this is taking place now then. Do you have ghost kitchens going now to serve your clients?
Yes. Yeah, we're doing this. We're opening in ghost kitchens all over the country right now. So the ghost kitchens are, for example, Uber has a company that is so Uber is the driving self-driver the vehicles the gig economy vehicle transportation company, but they also do Uber Eats, which is a delivery service for restaurants like DoorDash or Grubhub. And now Uber has gotten into the ghost kitchen space. So companies like Uber will go out and raise substantial amounts of capital. They'll go in and they'll find an industrial center, probably one in a densely populated urban area, so that a restaurateur can go into that. And then the delivery aggregators can deliver it all the restaurant or all the consumers in a densely populated area. So in an area like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, these are popping up all over the country. And we're striking deals with the people who are creating these ghost kitchens to lease space within those kitchens for ourselves and for our franchisees. So not only are we doing it as a corporate on a corporate level, but we're also franchising our concept both to people who want to do in-store inline retail in the traditional franchising model, and people who want to get into the new and emerging ghost kitchen model, we're franchising ghost kitchen opportunities to them as well.
Is this something that was in the works with the rideshare companies or because of rideshare, or is it something that's occurred because of the pandemic?
No, it was in the works. It was in the works before the pandemic. And we were out there in front on the cutting edge of this new innovative approach before the pandemic. So we were planning on doing ghost kitchens, and we had models and had designed our ghost kitchen operations and had designed our menus. And we were just fortuitously very well positioned for the pandemic.
Wow. You know, George, that's very interesting because you were sitting there talking about that. I'm thinking, wow, that's really unique because you guys were on the cutting edge of that. And it kind of reminded me, if it's okay, I add this, is that we're a virtual stage kind of people. And when all of the pandemic hit and people couldn't go anywhere and speak, we created the 6-minute webinar. And it just really, it's just really been a wonderful thing for us, for a lot of people, because it enables people to be able to still function. And like in your case, people can still get the food that they want. They can order it. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a very heads-up move there, George. I salute you on that.
Thank you. And same to you. I mean, you pivoted and adapted to changing circumstances effectively, and that's what we all need to do. And sometimes these pivots have can plus your system. So a ghost kitchen not only reduces the cost of operation and the employee cost, but you can also operate multiple brands out of a single ghost kitchen. So, for example, in a Capriati's, if we have a physical location of Capriati's, all we're selling out of that physical consumer-facing location is the Capriati's product. In a ghost kitchen, we can actually create additional brands. Completely new brands that are a different name, a different food, a different menu, a different pricing, a different offering altogether, and we can operate that new brand out of the ghost kitchen. That new brand doesn't necessarily have to have any kind of a physical presence in the real world, and it can be a completely virtual creation that exists on the internet and is branded on the internet and provides its menu and lets the consumers know what it's all about and what it has to offer, and the consumers can try it online, and it's all created in that ghost kitchen, and you could have as many as 5 or 6 different brands under one ghost kitchen.
How do you see the restaurant business transitioning with these ghost kitchens in light of the pandemic and people ordering more online?
I see a huge future in this area. I see a huge future in this area, and I also see a big future in industrial real estate because of the pandemic. I think that we're going to be moving away. I think that office retail space is going to get hit hard. I think that shopping center space is going to get hit hard. A lot more people are going online, and I don't think that that's a temporary move. I think that the pandemic has accelerated what would have been a transition. This would have been a natural transition over the next decade. And what the pandemic has done is it's accelerated the speed of that transition.
Well, that's really something, because, you know, Don, you know, listening to George talk, and we also know he's an author. He's got a second book called The Millennium Samurai. We don't have time to go into it right now because we're about a minute and a half out from commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to hear about this book, because it is a mindset for the 21st century. And, you know, Don, by listening to what he's already said and shared with us about the kitchens and all that and the different brand, this is going to be an interesting show, the second half. Wouldn't you agree, brother?
It is. And I think it's just, you know, George is walking the talk, and his Millennial Samurai book is absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to hear more about it, because it has this stuff in there. These are some of the recipes that are in this book. I can't wait to hear more about it when we come back.
Yeah, absolutely, because we've got about less than 1 minute left. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you the website for that, or the link to that, so you can be able to get it. It's also going to be here in the description of the show. And ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Bill Heinrich and Don McGrath and myself, we want to personally, you know, we're just so glad to have George with us today out of his busy schedule with all he's been doing, and the chairman of Caparotti's, and all the things that they're being innovative about that they started before the pandemic hit. That is true vision, isn't it, Don?
Absolutely, and I can't wait to hear more about it when we come back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, GG Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if GG Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Man cannot live by bread alone. He must have his peanut butter. Peanut butter is a pate of childhood, and it's not just for kids, as dogs love it too. Last night I gave my dog a pill hidden in peanut butter. What's a word for a messy concoction that helps the medicine go down? Slibber sauce. Mice apparently prefer peanut butter to cheese when it comes to luring them into the trap. But there are even more practical uses for peanut butter. Peanut butter contains natural oils, which makes it perfect for removing all kinds of sticky things, like gum stuck in your shoe or in your hair. What's a word for the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth? Arachnophobia. And according to Barry Goldwater, if you don't mind smelling like peanut butter for 2 or 3 days, peanut butter is a darn good shaving cream.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. And one of the things that we love doing here on the show is being able to share some infotainment with folks. And Dandy Don, I tell you what, brother, I got to admit, and I admitted during the break, I didn't know anything about ghost kitchens, but, you know, and George shares so much with us. We're joined by George Chanos. He's the former attorney general for the state of Nevada, as well as the chairman of Caporotti's. And Dandy Don, I understand there's more. Is that correct, brother?
There is. I mean, that's just a sliver of the information that George has to share. And I just can't wait to hear more about some of the well-researched information that George presents in his beautiful book, The Millennial Samurai. So, George, can you tell us more about some of what The Millennial Samurai has to teach us?
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so first of all, if you're looking for the book, you're going to want to go to millennialsamurai.com. That's millennialsamurai.com. So there's no the in front of it, just millennialsamurai.com. And let me tell you why you want to go get this book. First of all, that's a free download. Millennialsamurai.com is a free download of the entire book. If you want an actual physical book, because you prefer a physical book, then you need to go to Amazon.com, and you can buy the book on Amazon.com. For every book that we sell, I give a book away. So you'll also be helping some young person by putting a book in their hands if you buy a book on Amazon. So anyway, let me tell you why this is an important book. First of all, you need to understand that the world is changing rapidly and radically. And for those of you who, I'm 62 years old. Jim, I understand you're 72. Don and Bill, you've been around for a while as well. I'm not sure how old your guys are. It doesn't really matter. The point is that we've seen a thing or two. And so it's important that we understand a couple of things. First of all, never in our lifetime have we seen the kind of turmoil that is occurring in the United States today. Researchers have had to go back 160 years to the Civil War to find a period of time where America was more divided than it is today. So not during the 1960s, not during the Civil Rights Movement. They've had to go back to the Civil War. So there is a tremendous amount of division, which we need to heal in this country. But more importantly, this is the tip of the iceberg. It's like the water on the floor with a tsunami approaching. So if a tsunami were approaching a territory, the first thing you would see is that the water level would rise and you'd start to see water on the floor. What we're seeing today is water on the floor from a tsunami, a technological tsunami. And the first wave of that tsunami is our cell phone, okay? Our cell phones have 100,000 times the computing power that NASA had in 1969 when it put men on the moon 50 years ago. So if I were a scientist back at NASA in 1969 and I were sitting in that room full of computers, it would take an entire room full of computers to put the men on the moon back in 1969. And today I'm speaking to you on a phone that has 100,000 times the computing power that those scientists had. If I were to go back in time and I were to tell these guys, hey, 50 years from now, everybody in the world is going to have a phone in their pocket and it's going to have 100,000 times the computing power of the computers in this room, those scientists at NASA 50 years ago would have thought I had lost my mind. Most people, people who are futurists will tell you that if somebody is talking about the future and it doesn't sound like science fiction, they don't know what they're talking about. So the future is very much like science fiction. The changes that will happen over the next 5, 10, 15, 20, and 30 years will absolutely be mind-numbing. They will be beyond our ability as human beings to even comprehend. And here's why. The human brain right now is superior to computers. Computers, the point in time where computer intelligence will eclipse human intelligence is called the singularity. That moment in time when computer intelligence will eclipse human intelligence has been called the singularity. And Stephen Hawking, theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking, before he died, said that the singularity would be the greatest event in human history, greater than fire, greater than the wheel, greater than space travel or the internet, greater than anything man has ever envisioned. Now, that that event, that, you know, huge tectonic event that Kurzweil was talking about, I mean, that Hawking was talking about, there's a guy named Ray Kurzweil, who's the head of artificial intelligence for Google. Bill Gates says that Ray Kurzweil knows more about artificial intelligence than anyone he knows. So Kurzweil is one of the world's leading authorities on artificial intelligence. Kurzweil predicts that the singularity will come as early as 2029. Now, that's 9 years away. That means the greatest event in human history is less than a decade away. It may be as little as 9 years away. Now, when I first started reading Kurzweil, he was predicting 4 years ago that the singularity would come in 2045. He's now revised his predictions to 2029, and he's been right 70 to 80% of the time in his prediction. So it really doesn't matter whether it's 10 years away or 20 years away. What matters is that the greatest event in human history is going to occur during our lifetime. That's what matters. And that is a tsunami. That is a tsunami. That is a level of change that will literally redefine life as we know it. Kurzweil goes on to predict that by the 2040s, artificial intelligence, this is 20 to 30 years away, 20 to 30 years away, Kurzweil predicts that artificial intelligence will no longer be our equal. It will be a billion times, a billion, not a million, a billion times more capable than human intelligence. Now, the human mind does not have the ability to even comprehend what an intelligence that is a billion times the human intelligence means to humanity. But it will cause seismic change. Governments will change. Political institutions will change. Industries will change. Even religions may change. So there will be dramatic, dramatic change that is occurring over the next 10, 20, and 30 years. Kurzweil says that by the 2040s, again, 20 to 30 years away, nanobots will be pulsing through our bloodstream, curing all of our diseases. Kurzweil predicts that by the 2040s, artificial intelligence will enable our neural cortex to be connected to the cloud. So what that means is today, when I was a kid growing up, if I wanted to learn something, I had to get up and I had to go to the library. Today, I don't have to get up and go to the library. I just go to my phone and I Google it. Tomorrow, I won't have to go to my phone. I'll just think of a question. My neural cortex will be connected to the cloud wirelessly, and I will be able to think of a question, and the question will come to me instantaneously off the cloud. I will have all the knowledge available to me just by thinking about it that is currently available to me through something like Google. In fact, much more, because Google limits my searches to a body of information that they are choosing to deliver to me. There's far more information out there than Google is delivering to me. Ultimately, all of that information will be accessible to me, not through Google, not through my phone, through my brain, through a direct connection. Kurzweil also, and others like him, talk about our neural cortex being connected to a hive mentality, meaning that if your neural cortex is connected to the cloud and mine is connected to the cloud and millions of other people are connected to the cloud, that it won't just be the information in the Library of Congress or the information on the internet that's available to us. All the information in all the minds of all the people who are connected to the cloud will be accessible to anyone who's connected on the cloud. So we're talking about, now if that doesn't sound like science fiction, I don't know what does. But this is really what many scientists are telling us is going to happen. This is not just one guy. This is leading scientists.
The thing that occurs to me is what do you feel this means to humanity? I think I get it, because look at what we've seen over the last 50 years, right? I can't comprehend it, but I think I get it. But what does this mean for humanity?
It means that we're going to have radical. It means that we're going to have very rapid and very radical change, and that we're going to have to adapt to that change, almost like when we're born. I mean, when we're born, we're in our mother's womb, and we're living in an environment that is so radically different from the outside world, and then all of a sudden we come out of that womb. We come out of this warm, liquid environment, and we're shot into the non-liquid earthly environment, and exposed to all of the elements and the noises, and we have to adapt. Human beings adapt. We are incredibly adaptive. In fact, Darwin says that is not the strongest nor the most intelligent that survive. It's those most capable of adaptation. And human beings are very adaptive. And so we're going to have to adapt to this radically changing world. But it's going to affect our morality. We're going to have ethical issues. We're going to have medical ethical issues. We're going to have philosophical issues. And we're going to have practical, real life, day-to-day issues. And in order to survive and thrive in that environment, you have to be able to surf a tsunami and dance with machines. And those are the people that are going to excel. And so the book that I've written, Millennial Samurai, and the reason that it's important to you, I wrote it for my daughter and I wrote it for my nieces and my nephews. And it's important for you and your children, and critically important in my view. It is a toolkit for the 21st
century.
We're
getting ready, George, excuse me, we're getting ready to break for a commercial break. I hate to interrupt you, but it was great information. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
If you have a lot of spizzarinktum or the will to win, and you have a strong desire to be a part of your favorite sports team, the National Hockey League might be for you. Did you know that if both goalies on an NHL hockey team are injured, anyone at the game is eligible to step in and play the part? Teams have resorted to using their coaches, team owners, and even their web designers to fill in for injured goalies. It's as simple as slipping into your breezers or hockey pants. The original hockey puck was made out of frozen cow dung. The fastest puck shot on record was clocked at 114 miles per hour. And I'd like to take this opportunity to send out a special thanks to the men and women of our armed forces serving our country around the world.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. We've got as our guest today Mr. George Chanos. He is the former he's the 31st Attorney General for the state of Nevada, and he's also the chairman of Caparotti's. He's been sharing a lot of information about change. He's got a wonderful book out there, Millennium Samurai, and he can tell us how, you know, what you can do for the future and what people can do to be prepared. He was talking about the nanobots there, and I took a mental trip down Star Trek for you Star Trekkers out there, and I was thinking about, you know, the Borg technology and nanobots and all the good stuff. And Mr. Bill, I'd like to ask you, I mean, when you were sitting there listening and all that, you know, that was pretty impressive, wasn't it, brother?
Well, the perception or the description as it was given by George of what's coming was totally spot on, you know, and it's the thing that I recognize is we're already into it. How far into it are we now? If now maybe 9 years is that tipping point, George, how far into it are we percentage wise? Because it'll probably even accelerate a little bit more than that. And what's in your book that will help people with what's happening here in this new digital age?
Right. So I think that we're at the tip of the iceberg, that we're already feeling dramatic ramifications of the technological revolution through what's happening with our cell phones. TikTok, for example, is a potentially very, very disruptive social media platform that is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And that has already been banned in India. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see bans in the United States of certain of these social media platforms that may be causing a lot of the disruption and aggravating and agitating a lot of the younger community into the rioting and the protests that we're seeing. So although it's having a dramatic impact, this is very much the tip of the iceberg. So there's much more coming, quite a bit. Automation, for example, will re-engineer the workplace. So labor, for example, the jobs that exist today in various industries, these industries are going to be short-lived. So, for example, the number one job in America today is truck driver, 3 million of them. There are for men. There are 3.9 million Uber drivers today. They're expected to be 5 million next year. There are 8 million fast food workers. There are 3 million clerical workers. All of these jobs are currently susceptible to automation. Amazon has, so we have self-driving vehicles that can knock out. Chrysler Dahmer is already doing cross-country trips with semis, autonomous driving semis. Uber is working on self-driving vehicles, and self-driving vehicle technology is already out there. So all of these jobs, ultimately, you're going to call an Uber, and it's going to show up, but it's not going to have a driver in it. So what's going to happen to those 5 million Uber drivers? They're going to be out of work. What's going to happen to those 3 million truck drivers? They're going to be out of work. What's going to happen to the 3 million clerical workers? They're going to be out of work. So there's tremendous, tremendous disruption. The World Economic Forum was forecasting major economic disruption over the next 5 years before the pandemic. Before the pandemic, the World Economic Forum was forecasting this kind of major economic disruption. McKinsey and Company says that 47% of all U.S. jobs are currently susceptible to automation with existing technology. So we don't even have to wait for new technology. So what Millennial Samurai does, and the spelling is MILLENNIAL Samurai, SAMURAI. I'm sure they'll have something on the show and on the social media that'll have the spelling. But you're going to want to find this book. What it does is it's broken down into 182 chapters. The chapters are only 1 to 3 pages each. So they're very, very short. They're easy to read, and they're like Lay's potato chips. Once you read one, you're not going to want to, you can't wait to read the next. So it covers all of the things that I think you need to know, and that I think my children and my nieces and nephews need to know to survive and thrive in the 21st century. So essentially, I've made a list of all the things that I thought were the most important. If I were to die tomorrow and I were to leave a set of rules and tools to my loved ones, what would I put in that? If I were to drop you off in the Amazon rainforest and I were going to give you a duffel bag for your survival, what would I put in the duffel bag? We can all think of things that you would put in the duffel bag for somebody to survive in the Amazon. Well, Millennial Samurai is your duffel bag. It's your toolkit to survive and thrive in the 21st century. And it covers all of the basic issues, things like developing the right mindset. So thinking for yourself, opening your mind, understanding the power of attitude, empathy, gratitude, optimism, hope, passion, character, courage, commitment, compassion, curiosity, collaboration, all of those types of things. But then it goes on and it talks about networking, your community, volunteering, mentors, respect, authority, how to interact in the world, delegation, prioritizing, decluttering, morning and evening rituals, finding opportunity in adversity, adaptation, understanding fear, overcoming fear. It talks about taking inventory of your strengths and weaknesses, how to design your future, developing what those strengths and determining what those strengths and weaknesses are, how to use assets and tools like crowdfunding, what are Google's top 7 skills, what are digital nomads, what are esports, what are Fab Labs. Talks about all the great issues of the day, from economic inequality to public corruption, student debt.
Excuse me, George. The audio is getting faded there a little bit. And Dandy Don, you listed the millennialsummary.com. Would you be kind enough to share how you found that and give the website on the air today? And it also, ladies and gentlemen, will be in description of the show. And we're going to have it on iTunes and Spotify, YouTube, and, of course, here on TogiNets for downloads. But, Dandy Don, would you share that with us, please, sir?
Yes, I just went to millennialsamurai.com. I just Googled it. It popped right up. It's a beautiful site, George, a beautiful, beautiful site. And right there it says, this is not a book, this is a movement. And right below that, you can click and get your free downloadable copy. Obviously, you can go to Amazon and find it. I just downloaded my own copy. I think I actually might have downloaded this a while ago, but I forgot where I put it, George. I think I read it before. But just really, really easy to find, millennialsamurai.com. Just go to Google. Google will take care and pop it right up to the top for you.
That's really great. Thank you, Don. And I'm so glad you shared that with everyone. George, we're so glad that we were able to share that. Also, too, George, if someone wanted to get in touch with you and say thank you for the book that you give me and just say, you know, thank you in general, how could they get in touch with you, please?
They can contact me. They can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, any social media. They can email me directly at gjchanos, G as in George, J as in James, Chanos, Chanos. @gmail.com. Before we end, there's a great body of wealth of information relating in the book to artificial intelligence, space travel, the singularity, glass information storage, asteroid mining, genomics, antibiotic resistant superbugs, the future of war, the merger of man and machine, archiving your mind, 3D printing, the Internet of Things. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I could tell you a story about asteroid mining that would blow you away. They've discovered an asteroid called Davida that they believe has $100 trillion worth of precious metals. The U.S. GDP is only $18 trillion. The world GDP is $73 trillion. Here's an asteroid with $100 trillion worth of precious metals, and there are 5,000 of these mineable asteroids in our solar system. Do you think that's going to be an industry? So there's a company called Planetary Resources that Larry Page and Eric Schmidt of Google have invested tens of millions of dollars in, Planetary Resources. Do you think that might be a good stock to buy if they ever go public? I think it would. So, you know, there's breakthrough knowledge that's available in this book. You learn about ghost kitchens. You learn about planetary resources. You learn about breakthroughs in medical technology. You learn about the changes that are coming, and you learn about the mindset that you need to seize tomorrow's opportunities and to overcome tomorrow's challenges. That's what Millennial Samurai is all about.
The only word I can say to that, ladies and gentlemen, is wow, because that sounds like a lot of powerful information. And Bill, I tell you, you know, you've got a great book out there too. Clarity Has No Story. It's my free book. .me, M as in Mike, E as in Echo, and Mr. Bill, I tell you, it's really amazing what George is being sharing with us, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah, I literally can't wait to read the book. It's fascinating. My area of specialty, George, is in metaphysics.
You're breaking up there a little bit, Bill. You want to repeat that,
energy,
sir?
Okay, well, go ahead, Jim. I've got a bit of... Can you hear me clearly now? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead,
sir. I was saying that metaphysics, I'm very interested in reading George's book. It's really fascinating. And none of it sounds amazing, but it's far...
I apologize for the audio, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is having a little trouble there with the Skype.
It's right,
but you know,
now.
Dandy Dunn, huh? Yeah. But Dandy Dunn, I tell you right now, it's really great to have George on the show, and most importantly, all the information that he had. You downloaded his book while we were on air, weren't you, sir?
I did. I downloaded it. In fact, I got to say, I was cheating. I started reading it. So if you caught me off guard, it's because I started reading the book. It's a great book full of things that you need to know about the tsunami. I love that. Surf the tsunami. You need to be able to surf the tsunami and dance with machines. So if you want to learn how to surf the tsunami and dance with machines, go download the Millennial Samurai, millennialsamurai.com.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're just about the end of the show. We've had a wonderful time and a lot of information. All of the information, websites, and things of this nature will be in the description of the show. Like I say, we're here at Toganet. We're on iTunes, Spotify, and soon we're going to be on iHeart if everything goes correctly. It goes smoothly, I should say. But thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful day and a great weekend. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.